Tucked away on this industrial block in Long Island City, Queens, is an ordinary-looking warehouse containing an extraordinary treasure. A 250,000 sheets, shards, and pieces of multicolored and iridescent glass that together make up the largest collection of Tiffany glass.
This is called dichroic rippled glass, and so it's one color, this greenish color, in reflected light. But then look at this. When you illuminate it, it becomes a wonderful reddish yellow glass.
Lindsay Parrott is executive director and curator of the collection.
The thing that's really important about the Neustadt's Tiffany Glass Archive is that it documents this unbelievable chapter in the history of stained glass. So Tiffany really transformed the history of stained glass by introducing all of these incredible colors and textures, various patterns, different opacities of glass, and so he really was seeking to create paintings made out of glass.
Tiffany glass derives its name from the distinctive style of glass produced by American artist Louis Comfort Tiffany and his team of designers from 1878 to 1933. Working out of the Tiffany Studios in New York, Tiffany became famous for the color-infused leaded glass lampshades and stained glass windows that have come to define his name. The Neustadt collection was founded in 1969 by collector Egon Neustadt and his wife Hildegard, who discovered their first Tiffany lamp in 1935. That $12.50 purchase inspired a lifelong passion.
This one wonderful daffodil lamp kicked off an entire collection. They became deeply passionate about Tiffany's lamps. They were transfixed by the beauty. They spent the rest of their life building a phenomenal collection.
The couple would eventually amass more than 200 Tiffany lamps, each one unique, including the purchase of a huge cache of Tiffany glass left over when the furnaces finally closed in 1937.
Tiffany's furnaces were originally located in Corona, Queens, and so much of the glass that you see here was made here in New York City.
Everything from drapery glass meant to mimic a flowing robe, pressed glass jewels and 3D glass jewels meant to adorn lamps, mosaics, and windows, all carefully sorted and ordered by color, size, texture, and type. The warehouse containing the Tiffany Glass Archive will open to the public for exclusive monthly tours, and some of the pieces will go on display at a museum in Queens later this year. Julie Tabo, VOA News.